Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Hipskube in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about coronavirus cases that appear to be on the decline in most parts of the world, but appears to be far from over.
We are also going to look at the victimization of foreigners in South Africa following the launch of Operation Dudula, meant to drive out foreigners from the neighboring country amid incidents of locals attacking truck drivers and destroying their permits. The locals are accusing foreigners of taking their jobs.
In Zimbabwe, COVID-19 cases are also going down, leading to the opening of schools this week. The Minister of Health reported yesterday that one person died of COVID-19, while 137 new cases were recorded countrywide. Zimbabwe so far recorded 230,740 confirmed cases, 221,983 recoveries, and 5,367 deaths. To date, a total of 4,296,514 people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 3,326,819 have so far had their second dose. 71,095 people have so far received their third dose.
Uongo wadio watereri ni watariri. Ini Jonga Kandemiri. Ndi nemi mune chino churongwa, chatinotari saludukusanga na wanawe Zimbabwe, variku nzekwe nyika, nemi varimu nyika, nasi uri msue chitatu, tichitari sa musi we chitatu, 9 kukazi 2022. Urukuru edu, tirukutari sa denda re COVID-19, ratinotanga kupai update mazua ose, netunenga uchitika mnyika. Tinunga kutine zuro munu mwechete, akafa ne COVID-19. Kukaitao vamwe vane chitsama vaka wani kwa vaini dendere wanoshika 137 kana utuzana ne makumi matatu ne vanomwe vaka wani kwa vaini denda iroro. Kushaya kwe munhu mumwe chete kwakaita kuti uwandu we vanhu vafane COVID-19 ungo uchishika pazviuru zvishanu ne mazana matatu ne makumi matanhatu ne vanomwe 5,367. Ndo vano vafa ne denda iri kubva paratanga munyika. Uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa ne COVID kubva zvayatanga munyika wakasvika pa zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi matatu nemazana manomwe ane makumi mana kana kuti 230,740 confirmed cases. Vabaiwa nomba yekutanga vakasvika pa mamamiriyoni mana ane zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe nezvitanhatu nemazana mashanu negumenewana 4,296,514 ndo vabai vanombai kutanga. Tisakangona kuti kurudzire hurumende ndeyekuti kubaiwe vanhu vanokwana kuita 10 million kana kuti mamiriyoni 10. Saka vanhu vabaiwa nomba yepiri kuti tinge tichitarisa kusvika pa 10 million ipapo vasvika pamamiriyoni matatu ane zviuru mazana matatu nemakumi maviri nezvitanhatu nemazana masere negumi nevapfumbamwe 3,326,819. Vabai wanomba yetatu inonzi booster shots ndo vasvika pa 71,095 kana kuti zviuru makumi manomwe nechimwe nemazana nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevashanu 71,095 ndo vanhu vabaiwa nomba yechitatu. Imwe nyaya tiri kutarisa kushungurudzwa kunonzi kuri kuitwa zvizvarwa zviri kunze kwenyika zviri muSouth Africa kusanganisira vana veZimbabwe varikunze varikushungurudzwa pasi pechirongwa chakaparwa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa chinonzi Operation Dudula chavari kuti chakanangana nekuburitsa vasiri vemunyika iyi muSouth Africa imomo. Tinoona kuti vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vanoshanda zvikuru maboka rekutyairwa kwedzimotokari hombe kana matraka aya anonzi magonyeti pamwe chete nevanoshanda munzvimbo dzinotengeserwa zvekudya maresitorendi nemahotera ndevamwe vanhu vari kuunangwa kana kutagetwa nechirongwa ichochi zvakanyanya. Takaona mazuva apera mutungamiri werimwe bato rinopikisa muSouth Africa reEFF Julius Malema vachipinda mumaresitorendi kana munzvimbo dzekudyira nechikwata chavo vachiyambira vanhu vekunze pamwe nevashandirwi kuti vanoda uwandu wakadi wevanhu vanofanira vachishanda vekunze zvichienzaniswa ne uwandu wakadi wevana ve South Africa vanenge vachishanda ndo nyaya imwe yatinenge tichitarisa nhasi muchirongwa gives
kuzvanosivile kukhulunywa ngojonga namhlanje ke sine ndaba ezithize esikhuluma ngazo kokuqala sivile sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19 kukhanya ke umkhuhlane lo uyehla emazweni athiyeneyo xa sikhangela njalo loko lezimbabwe kunjalo ngoba izikolo zigcina zivulwa izolo zivulwa ke ngesikhathi sukukanyaza ne-COVID ayisatshayi kangako so ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubeka ukuthi kulo muntu oyedobule i-COVID-19 ezolo kodwa ba-137 bahloliwe batholakala bele-COVID-19 kuyabinganjalo ukuthi kususela ngesikhathi umkhuhlane lokuqhamuka kwelezimbabwe sokunabantu 5,367 asababulawa i-COVID-19 lokhu ke kuphakathi kwabantu kwenani labantu abafika 230,740 sebabanjwa i-COVID-19 siyakwazi njalo ukuthi abasebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo bafika 221,983 ngosuku sethu sebejove ijekiseni yakuqala bayi 4,296,514 laba sebehlatshwe yesibili i 3,326,819 kukhanya kunjalo sibili singathi izolo ke abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo uhlangothi lolu luthi bayi 209 okunye njalo esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje sikhanya khonokho ke ukuhlanyezwa kwabantu bokuza kwele South Africa yilabo ke abakwenza ukuthiwa i-Operation Dudula. Operation Dudula leyi ngwani into ehluphayo kakhulu bangena emkhambo befike beyothi sicela ubontweni ungangaphi xa ngowezimbabwe kumbe ungowemalawi kumbe ungowemozambique kumbe ngaphi ngaphi Nigeria bathi phuma uhambe ikakhulu nxa ungela amaphepha ngokusebenza kulelo lizwe kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abakusolayo kakhulu kulokho okwenzakalayo ngoba nxa abantu bekhulumbula kuhle sibili ibandla le-ANC lebandla lezaphu zabalwa ndawonye ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakule zipra kube sisiwa ngemkoto wesizwe kuyiba baqala impi okuthiwa ke i-operation wangenelana i-lutuli detachment kwangamaibutho lezipra lebutho yemkoto wesizwe so abantu bathi lingakukhohlwa khonokho ukuthi imkhonto lezipra zalwa ndawonye ngakho ke i-South Africa kumele ibonge ukuthi izimbabwe yanceda kakhulu kukhonokho ke kukhulula abantu so ke khonokho ukuthi kugijinyiswe abantu bekwelezimbabwe imikhanyazane kuyabakhathaza ukuthi bambe kuya ngaphi siyabona ukuthi nxa bengena emkambo khonaphana abantu bayapanika abanye babaleka begcwala indawo yonke balahla impahla yabo jonga kukhanya kulo buzima sibili obunye obumangalisayo so ke lalabo bachayela izimota labo bayakhala sibili bathi umuntu athi lokhu echayela imota uzokuthiwa mana la phuma sikubone omunye bemkathi sibili bamjango oswazi okunye okumangalisayo umuntu omdala ezibuhlungu umuntu omdala ulabantwana ulemuli ulezihlobo ulabangani so kukhanya kulo buhlungu ejoka
wangu wadiwa watereri manzwa shoko rokutaura nemu wangu Gibbs Dube wandinaye muchirongwa Gibbs iye zvino tave nemumwe vadare vedu vari vesangano revatyairi vemarori mahombe kana matraka inonzi United Truck Drivers Association vaColin Chosa makadii vachosa muri kundinzwa zvakanaka aiwa
ndirikunzwa yangu zvakanaka
tinotenda vachosa totanga hangu nekunga nekukanda mubvunzo uri muchirungu kuti tese tinge tichibatsirika mukunzwa zviri kuitika last week we understand your members were on a stay away may you update us on the current situation
oh yes it's true yes yeah last week we had a stay away which started on the 17th of January to the 4th of February. Officially, people started talking about it from the 31st of January to the 4th of February. The stay away went well. We had a lot of achievements so far from the period of the stay away. We have noticed that the media and also officials in the higher authorities started talking about the issues or the grievances that were put across by the United Truck Drivers Association.
So what, basically, what are the grievances?
The grievances that civilians are harassing foreign drivers, asking for papers, and driver's license, they take away those papers, they tear them away. So after that, they go on talking, saying that they are illegal. And yet they are the ones who took those papers. So those were some of the grievances. And the issues were taken to the police. Some are still with the police. And some of our grievances were that the law was not being exercised fully on the perpetrators. But as a result of this tear away, we have noticed some changes on the authorities, especially on the police, that there were some arrests being made. Recently, they tried to demonstrate here in Cape Town, but they were quickly arrested for such behavior. And we also have an unconfirmed case. It's just one case today of a truck driver who was complaining that his truck was bent, but it's not yet confirmed. But those are some of the things that we are facing. And yes, we have seen a lot of progress in terms of changes in regards to our stairway, meaning that the message which was sent to the authorities, it was received. And we are starting to see some action now on the ground. So we are very happy about that.
And what are your employers saying about this?
Of course, they complain. It's the usual thing. They complain, but, well, what can they do? This is being perpetrated by people who are, you know, saying we are protesting. Our voices were not heard. So it's just an ongoing thing. We are living with it.
And I suspect that you are fearing for your lives, right?
Yes, every day is fear. Every time you climb onto that truck, then your life expectancy is reduced, you know. We just live with fear, and also the trauma caused by the actions. Imagine you are a father, you are driving your truck, then someone just comes and say, jump up and clips you. Imagine that experience alone. Even after that, you won't be the same. So most of our members, we are living with that fear, and of which it's one of the major grievances that we sent to the government to say, please bring a stop to such activities.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. I'm trying to bring in Professor Ricky Mukonza, but I'm not sure whether he is available, because I'm seeing him in staging here. I don't think he is readily available. Let's see. Imi vachosa ndokunga nerimirwa munokuluma futi ka
aiwa
ndikuluma ndava ndabambi tichaedza kuva bata parunhare kuti vange vachikuluma asi chimunhu nerimirwa mai rweshona kuti zvii zviri kuitika kwamuri chinonzwa kuti mamusiri kuenda kumabasa kweshondo rose shondo rapera
Shondo rese tanga takazorora takaita inonziyo choose down takambogadzika zvekushandisa pasi tichiratidzira kuhurumende nemarelevant authorities ekuno South Africa kuti anga achitarisa matambudziko ari kusanganikwa nesuma driver mumugwagwa matambudziko akafanana nekuti vanhuwo zvavo vanongouya vachingoti tipei mapepa tipei ma driver's license vachibvunza mibvunzo yakawanda wanda votora mapepa aya then vobvarura then automatically you become watove an illegal immigrant ndo madambudziko atanzi kusangana nawo saka sesangano takakurudzira mamembers edu kuti sekuratidzira ngatimboisai matools down chirongwa ichi chakaendera zvacho mberi zvakanaka hapana kuitika dambudziko rekuti kuti zvinhu zvakapwanywa kana kuti violence yakaitika hapana
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I now have Mr. Bernard Ndavambi. Well, sorry, I've mentioned his name. I didn't check with him whether he's comfortable with that. But he's a member of the United Truck Drivers Association. Mr. Ndavambi, welcome to our show. Yes, Murikun Zukira Kure and was with the Gibbs Yakuzwe.
I know, because of
all right. Maybe I need to speak louder.
Yes.
Now, is it better now?
Gibbs, can you hear him?
Yes, but you can up it again.
Okay, if you can shout, it's just for some few minutes. Go ahead, Mr. Ndavambi. Okay.
Thank you so much. It's fine.
Okay. So, Gibbs.
And thank you for having me also.
I'm going to go to the house.
If possible. And you shall have been here for the good having a map. If you want to end the how's our way?
So that's when I'm walking back about to send a in, Kumba was Avani, about to send away.
Avazan about to send me, Nama record, Jim Wamina. You mean, you member, Belay United Drivers Association, you mail your Munio and Belay by your association. So it's in our record, Belay. Akona ku website yetu and ayakhomba vele ukuthi lowo ubashile lo bamshayile bathatha amaphepha wakhe wawadabula vele amaphisi abanye bahamba nawo sasa vele bayenze i-roadblock futhi baphinde bathi i-people are not documented asazi ukuthi bangaba bakhona mara bayadabula amaphepha
isingathi-ke lina khonapho uhulumende uthini sinike ndakhulumisana la yini akhonakho
ukukhulumisana nabo
ye lo hulumende.
I-government siyibhalele angithi sayibhalela since u-October last year. Besingasheshi ukuthola impendulo mara sakuchubeka vele sayenza i-action yethu vele ukuthi senze i-stairway e-soft sikhomba vele ukuthi hey asikho safe la. Sabona vele i-social media vele yasilanda sakhuluma i-government sithumela ama-email aphendula vele leso sikhathi sicabanga ukuthi vele i-stairway le i-infective too much. Government and the booster lab pull up platform as social media. My social media, very power yes, but see, my government, very a fool, very shake up, very I was doing the actions. No man has spent with the Avona, very good see, say about Baba and Bab. Mama, 2 days ago, Baba, Baba, Bali, East, I gave away Cape Town, but in the right years of Baliquat. My mama, Bala, was a very good boy by 15. So, siyabona vele it's for the first time ukubona lokho vele ukuthi abantu bayenza protest endleleni bavala umgwaqo bakhuluma indaba zama-driver bawotsha. These are my first time since 2011 yiza la.
Singathi-ke alethuki yini lina kumbe ngithi kulethusa kanganani khonokho okwenzakalayo njalo le ndlela yokuzivikela yini?
Anytime kudwami impilo ingachitheka vele. Anytime. Ubani nomubani uma mina ngikhuluma kanje endleleni anything is possible mara that's why sazama ukuthi sibe ne-association sibe legal sikwazi kuba i-voice for the voiceless manje sokungathi kuyasebenza noma bona be-ATDF kunasineti ATDF from KZN yiyo kahle kahle ine-violence le mara angeke sikwazi ukuthi yonke i-action eyenzakalayo vele nakonke vele kushaya abantu nokwathathela amaphepha vele nokubanendisela yibo mara imoto yasoparanti indlela yenziwa nayo nalawa vele abantu ngayenza langala yiyo vele imoto yasoparanti indlela bebasebenza nayo be-ATDF so azikwazi ukuwakhipha kunalezi zindawo vele
ye kunjalo-ke jonga siyamuzwa simthutheni so basically he's saying that they have written to the government and they are willing to go all over the show like on social media you know to highlight their plight and he says no, they're fearing for their lives. Mm-hmm. Like what Mr. Chosa was saying, you know, that the situation is really bad on the ground. And he says they will try by all means to highlight their plight whenever it is necessary.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And this is your Kutiva, Ndavambi. Mwene wengu wa ere kutumuno kwa nakumboramba. Mwene pachurongwa chedu. Thank you. Siyabonga kakhulu. Just keep on holding. Let me try to see if Professor Mkonza can come in, Gibbs. Hello, Professor
Mkonza. Yeah, I think he's got a challenge there. Maybe.
Yes.
Because remember, Mr. Dube, we have an organization every push out to bring our land back every day, and every night, including our corner, every condition of our show.
Political parties that are actually training this kind of harassment of foreigners. So he says, Operation Vidula on its own cannot stand, on its two feet. So what's happening is that there are certain whites that are pushing a certain agenda. He says, remember the demand by some ex-South Africans for land, So he says some people got upset about.
Okay. Maybe we can hear from.
Yes.
Okay,
so can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So they're saying they want people to, focus on these trivial issues instead of the land question in South Africa. So he's really not happy about what is going on in South Africa. So he says, please, address black now.
Okay, let's hear from Mr. Chosa. Mr. Chosa, your take on what the other gentleman just said.
Yeah, that one is a big issue. I'm not very sure if I can say or agree with him on that aspect, but it looks like that there are some elements, but without evidence to say there are elements that are failing that, I don't think I can agree on that one. The situation, yes, people are they are fighting for their territories. And to me, I think they are fighting the wrong people, because we are all of the same mother. We are all of the same color. Why should we fight one another for territory when we know the people who don't belong to this continent? They are there and they are actually free. Nobody harassed them. But if you look at me, your fellow brother, then you say to Dula, and you know it doesn't make sense. But anyway, it's a topic for other institutions to deal with that. Institutions like Pan-African institutions, those can tackle those issues very well.
But you said this is a brother versus brother issue. The fact that the other brother is accusing you of stealing his job, and those other people, foreigners from other countries, say white, they see them as people who are bringing employment to them, not stealing their jobs from them.
Yes, like I said, that it might be a wrong institution to talk about that, because this issue goes deeper. It goes deeper than that. It comes to the way we are educated. We are educated to believe that other races can bring something good for us. Whereas if we are to go deeper, you would find that we as fellow brothers, we are the actual people who can help each other, other than someone from other lands. Because those people are doing it for their survival. They can just do anything to protect their territories. And we are just being victims.
And they exploit natural resources too.
You see, so we are just being victims of a system that is being perpetuated through, you know, colonial systems which were put in place. So the whole thing goes back to the educational system itself, because what we are dealing with now, we are not even taught in schools. Even our children are not even taught that in schools. So there's a very big misunderstanding among fellow brothers here.
Thank you so much.
So looking at you know, the dimension of this kind of problem, how best can it be tackled, you know?
In my own view, how best we can tackle this is that we create institutions, separate institutions from the traditional institutions that we know, institutions like SADC, institutions like AU. We must create specific institutions, like if we are to deal with the issues of land or issues of law, we must create institutions that really deals with our traditional laws as Africans, and also look into Eurocentric laws, the Roman Dutch laws. Because what I see, there's sort of an incompatibility here. Dutch law cannot be compatible with African laws. We need to take our laws to supersede foreign laws which were imposed on us. Because if you look at the constitution itself across Africa, the constitutions that they are using, they were designed to protect a lot from us. Whatever was taken from us is protected by the constitutions. So it needs institutions to deal with constitutions as well. Yeah, but like I said, I'm talking at a Pan-African level, where Pan-Africanists should create those institutions. And institutions like AU and SADC, ECOWAS, they must collaborate with the emerging institutions, because the emerging institutions are being created by the new generation, and of which the traditional institutions were created by the older generations. And so they are being irrelevant to the questions that are affecting people right now as we speak.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. Give me still have Mr. Ndabambi on the phone.
Yes, Ndabambi. Yes, what you look on a colour. I was saying what you are pambili. umene kwezweni zakana jalo chongo kuti apenduke kunapa wozeti issue yechando kuti kuranza nochonga kana mere zopomeliye so sekerwe kunapa choka choke ubona hani kumele kwezweni wozeti wonke loko kulungiswe ngemfanelo uya phambili kunapa abantu bakho
mina ngiyabonga mina ngibona ukuthi vele lento leyi inesikhathi vele abaningi bethu abaningi babosisi bethu nabobhuti bethu bazelwe bafundisiwe ukuthi vele into lezi sinendawo yethu sineculture yethu azi-accommodate abanye ma abanye sebebuya laphana sibheka bona ungathi asiboni bantu sibona inyamazana oyinye into emangazayo and asibamkheli kubangelwa kakhulu nendlela esikhula ngayo esifundiswa ngayo so mina ngibe ngithemba ukuthi isikhulu zabohulumeni all governments in Africa kuthi basifundise sibe ne-curriculum maybe e-one ezofundisa abantu ukuthi ayi alikhilizwe lakhe lathola inkululeko lilodwa lisivele sasizala and namanje ayikho ilizwe elizophila lilodwa namadosiwalo lisidile lenje lingathengiselani nabanye lingahambiselani nabanye alikho and imfundo siyafunda and futhi umuntu wase-Afrika oyaziyo kahle kahle ukuthi usukaphi mina kahle kahle ngiyazi ukuthi ngisuke eZimbabwe ngiyayidentifywa nephepha ilibhale nabelungu abelungu laba vele baba neproblem ukubhala bafaka ama-demarcation lawa ama-demarcation siyawavumela manje sithi sikhululekile kanti engqondweni yethu asikakhululeki njengamanje iy'pesi asezafunda lapha i-document iphepha balela lona ma ungenalo velala soyahlewa soyafa uyinyamazana awunarespect awuhlonipheke so angazi ngithemba ukuthi ama-government angazi ukuthi bakhulu ama-president abayiboni naye le ndawo ngoba bona bayabambana kahle khona manje nginikeza imfanekiso uyashayewa maybe ufuna kwenza ne-politician wasezimbabwe uyabaleka manje uyajamba ibhoda uhamba kanjani akuna document uyongena kunale lizwe bambiza i-diplomat manje basi-diplomat bamnika ma-pepa ayamlanda la ahlala khona aphinde abe nabo security baleli lizwe mara thina siyasebenza sikhona la siyadonata siyaphumisa i-tax nanani siyacontribute to the economy yelizwe lelo esihlala khona ahlonipheki bayasilanda wayawaye naselokeshini.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke pho-ke uhulumende engaqala ngaphi ngamadaba lo
uhulumende kakhulu vele uyabona umuntu wase-Afrika akawazi usukaphi ngoba isikhathi zembi kuyenza ngayonke into yonke into mara la uphumela khona bakutshelile abazali babo ukuthi wena kwaza kahle kahle bona ma ubalandela ilileshi yabo uzothola ukuthi babuye eZimbabwe mara basukele 90 years 150 years back so singena siyahlakahlakahlakana vele fanye bathi suke DRC amazulu asuka kuphi kuphi wabona asinayo i-origin esiyaziwo ikuthi i-african yeyethu singama-african mara ama-demarcation aze nabelungu siyathubeka naleyo ndaba i-colonization that's why dr i-government kumele ithakile lo the continental level and regional level and then i-country level.
Yes, I think he's speaking the same language with Mr. Chosa on pan-Africanism. He says, you know, these immigration papers are only the pieces of, you know, written on pieces of paper, but Africans are Africans, so there should be some kind of coordination between governments, you know.
Yes, I think he wants to say something. Go ahead, Mr. Ndabambi.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Into vele mina engiyaziyo into angifanele ukuthi ngicele ukuthi ngicaphe umkhula ngiyakunalele pressure komkhula ngiyohlala khona abadala bethu ngokhawunta kwazamora majelo ngomandiwela bomgabe ukhamuzi bebahamba wekutamu bonkomo bebahamba bekunadokumenti bayohlala kahle khona manje kulifulekile sokufunela kakuthi ngicele mangiyozaba umfula ngiyakwelinye indawo ngicele futhi angazi ukuthi inkululeko leyi
Some of these marriages and whatever. South Africans are even complaining that Zimbabweans stealing their wives
and the girls.
That's another issue there. Maybe. So he's even touching the aspect of investment, you know.
Yes.
Saying, you know, when outsiders come, especially whites, they make project proposals and get finances from the banks. So he says all that should change because blacks are being discriminated against. Yes. So I think there's an issue there. So maybe we can go to Mr. Nkululeko Gobalanda Mathe just briefly. Babu Mathe, now so ubona konoku okhulunywa ngabantu lapha, ubona njani? Wrong.
endaweni yabo asihlonipheni indawo yabo sifake space sponsor impala sivula bese bezifika ngapha lo muntu osponsor lento le sponsor imali yakhe iyaphelela.
Yes, that was our call of command. So what is being here, Joba, is something that is, you know, has not been said in the past. So he's saying that the royal family, that is the Zulu royal family, is not happy that these people are using the word or the phrase Operation Tutula. They are saying the person who is actually pushing this agenda is a guy that should be using Sutu or something, because they are saying they are not interested in this Operation Tutula. They have got an interest in their land, you know, getting their land back. This is what all that is happening. But nonetheless, he says even foreigners should make sure that they follow laws, South African laws, so that they don't find themselves in sixes and sevens. So he says, please, behave yourselves, and at the end of the day, you're going to get where you want to be. So that's the issue there.
Regai chinzwe kuna vachosa, vachosa. Anzi ivano teerewo mitemo kuitira kuti munge muchikwanisa kugadzikana munyika yamuri. Tobva tangobatawo nyaya yekuti vamwe vanenge vachitaiwa migano yakazoviswa nevarungu. Asi chiri kushanda iye zvino ndochiripo chatakabata chemigano ichocho tofanira kuti tizvitevere. Pindurai tinzwi.
Aiwa mutemo unofanira kuteerwa. Ndosaka muchiona takaumba sangano reUnited Truck Drivers Association. Kuratidza kuti kuteera mutemo hatifunda kutora mutemo toisa mumaoko edu sezvinoita mamwe mapato vanotora mutemo toisa mumaoko avo. And at the end of the day ari kukwara it's your fellow brother, it's your fellow sister. Chandinokuda kukurudzira kune vamwe vedu ave muno South Africa ndechekuti despite my problems esatinofesa but in that way, any tolerance to one another, because we are all the same. We are all Bantu people, one of the greatest tribes or the biggest tribes in Africa, the Bantu. We are all Bantu because whether you speak Zulu, whether you speak Xhosa, whether you speak Shona, whether you speak Kwana, it's all Bantu. Saka, todakuwa kutrepa kutuangi watore that level. Of tolerance from that from the fact that we are all Bantu. Gatungo tolerate ani chesevana wewe muno mchezi.
Asi vachosa pane chakaipa here kuti munhu kana kuti mwana wepamba ataurire vabereki kana kutsura mumwe wepane zvawo auya kunokwata kuti aiwa enda unodya umba kwenyu.
Ishi yacho inodependa kuti tiri kuitorera papi because kana ari mwana wepanext door achinzi enda unodya umba kwenyu pane mafactors anenge achiconsidwa apa nekuti anenge achinzi akaenda kumba kwavo at least anokwanisa kutya but ko kana ari mwana wepanext door pane nzara can we encourage mwana wedu kuti dzinga here mwana auya kuti azodyawo nesu pano nekuti kumba kwavo hakuna chekudya. Saka mamwe macircumstances ane merit daikuzotarisa merit yacho mukatarisa kuti tiri kuno kusouth africa vazhinji and vamwe vari all over the world they are not there by choice anti munoona pane chakatoita kuti asumuke munhu achiti rega ndiende kunotsvagawo mafuro manyoro izvozvo ndozvimwe zvatinofanira kuconsider. Saka kana my fellow brothers edai kana chiti tarisa they must also look at the merits of our cases. Why are we here? We are not here by choice and because of circumstances.
They are urging Zimbabweans to go back home and rebuild their economy and make sure that it matches if not surpass theirs. What's your response to that?
I think based on the experiences that we have experienced now, everyone now thinks or is just preparing to go home and do something to develop home. For these past years, you'd find that all those efforts were repressed or they were suppressed by force of arms. That's why you find people could not do something significant to change their lives. Because the minute you start even by advocating, you are labeled. you're a terrorist or something of that sort, or you're jailed. So the environment at home really did not promote, you know, such innovation. But we hope that if the political landscape is to change, maybe a new government is going to come in, something like that, we are all going to rally back home to start developing the place. And because during this period, a lot of people have gained a lot of experience. It's true. It's true. We can go back and develop home better than any other countries. If we are to look at our historical background, we are actually advanced in terms of some other aspects. If we are to talk of land at home, land belongs to the people. But in some other countries, they still don't own land, even after some years of independence. So, yes, it's very, very practical and very, very possible. We can go back home and develop home.
So right now, what is stopping you from going home?
Whatever forced us from leaving home is still there. The problem or that factor is still there. It's not factored out yet. But you'll find the minute that problem is factored out, we'll go back home faster than we came here.
So I assume it is the economic situation and political situation as well. So maybe something else, I don't know.
It's economic. It's economic. Myself, when I was home, I was not even politically active. But I was just an ordinary person trying to do business in my space. But because of inflation and unfriendly, you know, policies within our circles, we could not even do something that is meaningful to sustain even myself, not talking of my family. So, yeah, the situation is not friendly. It's not friendly.
And at the same time, there are these things that we cannot ignore, and most of them are very social in terms of your interaction with South Africans. You know, when it comes to the level of having girlfriends and all those kind of things, is that a problem, really? That can lead to...
I don't see any problem, because most of these South Africans, they are our relatives. You see, when they were starting mining here, our fathers, our forefathers, our grandfathers were taken from Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe here. And they've got a lot of families here. These are our relatives. They just don't know that we are related by blood. So that issue to say we are taking their girlfriends from whom? Because they are ours. We are the same people.
Yes,
like I said, that is just a misunderstanding. We need to educate ourselves in terms of our historical backgrounds and define who really we are. You'd find that, do you know there are Xhosas in Zimbabwe there?
Yes, yes, yes. In
Yes, you see. Mm-hmm. So we are just one and the same people. I don't know who's putting those barriers or who's defining all those things. But to me, we are the same.
What I know is that there are Xhosas, there are Vendas, there are Sotos, there are Ndebeles who are half Zulu, you know?
Yes, so, yes.
That's like that, you know?
Yes, everyone in Zimbabwe is also here. Okay. And to hate ourselves to such levels, to say to Dula or to give each other names, it just shows that misunderstanding. I don't blame them myself, because they were not taught.
But Mr. Xhosa, is it not that you are saying this for your advantage?
No, it's a fact. It's a fact. It's not for my advantage. It's a fact. We are related.
let's hear from Mr. Dababi.
Abafazi kahle kahle uyabona ma ulala nomfazi
imvumelano and kunentando phakathi yethu sithu akufuni umuntu wesithathu and silawo thina siyakhosa boda nabo vele balaya eSouth Africa amadriver bayoceda vele inyanga or 33 days ukuya DRC aze abuye back uzobangalambanga la embhedeni lapha uzobashapha uzobanegeobedi yasezimu aphume aye eZambia unayo aphume eZambia eDRC kunayo aphinde abe nemafoni vele wabona akuna nkinga lapho and any problem if usisi wala eSouth Africa athandana nomlungu ayikho problem bashapha lakho manje yini problem ukuthi ngizothandana na usisi la mina isi uyangithanda nami ngiyazama ilakhi yami uyangithanda kuyani iproblem ayibona inkinga asibathathele abafazi thina ngoba bogogo bethu bahlangahlangene khona manje e-Orange Farm nogogo wami ugogo lo umna wakhe uthethwe nomalume wami wasezini emasingo waze washonela le ugogo lo maseyofika endlini yami ke manje ukhuluma ishona lula lula manje sihlukanaphi thina uzalilela uwalihlala la wathanda umuntu wasezimu wayoshonela khona ezimbabwe yini iproblem
so akunankinga la
mina njengamanje mina ngithiwa uBernard Ndabambi wasezimbabwe i-license yami noma ngiyiphumisa iyemthatha ngisuke kona izolo amaphoyisa abathi akekho uNdabambi wasezimbabwe uNdabambi walapho emaphondweni mangiyekhizetn bathi kwajukuza kostenga mangifika kona ne-delivery amaphoyisa bayangisa ama-traffic coops bayabona i-license yami bathi lethi i-passport ngilethi i-passport bathi nguNdabambi wena ngithi yebo bathi akekho uNdabambi wasezimu uNdabambi wakhona la emazulwini ngithi angazi ukuthi boba abantu bagubhe akungikombe ngiyabafuna namanje manje sihlukanaphi thina inkinga yethu yini mani niyeza ubhudi uyastrike wala eSouth Africa uyayibona iphasi ibhaliwe uNdabambi ukuthi uyahlanya uthe ufuna ukuthatha amashansi la ngoba ilizwe lethu namhla lishapa lakini leli imoshakele mara izolo elethu libe liyi-bread basket lifisa wonke umuntu wasezathi today kwamoshakala laphana ama-government lawo a-answerable ngoba isikhathi sokuthi kutshintshwe I don't want to be political too much ukuthi ishintshwe ilizwe lethu i-political landscape ngabo-2008 uthandirayi wawinile overwhelmingly kwaza ubaba uThabo Mbeki he was an African chair at that time wanegotiata 50 years ye-unity government kwaphela kuzangitshintshe lutho after 4 years the lifespan of that GNU was dead and then the government still continued I'm not against it, no. And recently it happened again. We thought maybe the other side had won the election. Mara, Ubabuku Ramaphosa was an African chair. He went and congratulated the results. It's fine, but it was already disputed. So if you know, South Africa has contributed to officials, they must then just tell us to go and correct our issues there. They must also be in. Because in Zimbabwe, at one time it was in. Thabo Mbeki was saying that Ma Atapum Fula, I am Zimbabwe, who are speaker of my intelligence, that I'm leading. Ne ID, you could meet us with Thabo Mbeki. Come tell you what you were like, Kamala Omanje, but it's embarrassed, the family is the EDP, Kamala Sona. Bahamba Nai, Bahamba Bahamba Legisala, it's all of them, they could leg. Manje, Bakona Malo, Allah, South Africa, advocate for Tutula. But in Zimbabwe, as I see the Luto, I'm asking what kind of a lawyer becomes a legal practitioner without knowing history. It's a problem, leh.
Ah, in King, I'll say, we're going to go to the other side. Jonga.
Yes, I was Transba, Inyayakati, Simbe, Gipsi, Kurukurwai. Tunoziwa kuti mukurarama pano ita nguva yekuti vanhu munenge muchiwirirana asi pasure vanhu vozotadza kuwirirana nhoroondo yedu iri kuratidza kuti Zimbabwe neSouth Africa dzakabva kure dzichidyidzana kubvira munguva yehondo tawataura Gibbs nyaya yekuti bato rezvap raidyidzana nebato reANC mauto avo zipuraneo mukondo wesizwe vachitofambidzana asi ndo zvinhu zvaakushandurwa nevechidiki vari kukura iye zvino tinotonzwa kana muZimbabwe chaimo pakaita nyaya dzimwe unuguamu wa shara kuti nyika kana maka isinungura isungirei pa yenge tunosinungura ndo maonera anenge akusiyana asi vasiri kuappreciate kana kutenda zvinenge zvakaitwa nevakafambisa ndima nguva iyoyo nguva yedu yaada kuti tizei gifts ndofunga unogona kukanda kuna
vatosa
kana vamwe vatinawo pachirongwa
mache inokuchena kuna pova ndokufeka so telefoni kwa vana mja mache uyangizwa mwako na posele kuchena baba posele kuchena so telefoni posele kuchena
basi kunzwikwa
inkosi yati flatela ndizo le South Africa inkosi mzilikazi bati bayinike zumlenze yati yona umlenze wenkomodi lo ezakithe engome zona zikhona yawala kudla umlenze ukhuni lwemzina lo ukhuni lungaziwayo baqala ubaswa so eyiganga kithi khona asikenze thina ekhaya singahlanhlali kumbe sesithi sesiyigcwala indawo yonke mna ngu-advice lo sathela abantu abethu ngenye imini sebesenigeria bona
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke so is advising Zimbabweans to stay away from other people's girlfriends and wives in South Africa. He says in the village he's saying that don't use firewood from certain trees which you cannot use, you know, because at the end of the day it's going to be fire. So make sure you make fire using proper firewood.
Yes, right? I remember that gives there are some trees or wood that were told not to use because they spark a lot when they put in fire.
That's right. You can have serious problems. You
know? Yes. Even it can spark into your eyes. Let's hear from Mr. Chosa. What Chosa? Munoti ne mashoko.
Ah, antina angusunzagawanda. Antina comment.
Yeah, okay. Then tochitarisa mashoko ene yokupeta chirongwa. Zvinhu zvamungakurudzira vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa kuti vange vachizvichengetedza nekuchengetedzeka munguva iyo ino nekuti tinoona kuti inguva yakaipa tingataurai tichiita kuti tirevise ndima pano nepapo tichiseka asi inguva yakaoma nekuti mukaona mapato ezvematongerwo enyika aakupindira munyaya dzakadaro vachizova ndoku zvinoita kuti wawane mavhoti zvinokanganisa magariro evanhu
apa bati rangu rapera rakutaura kuti foni yapta shutdown asi chandingangoda kukurudzira vamwe vese vari kuno ndechekuti ngavangotedzerawo mutemo varespektewo vamwe vedu vatinogara navo ivava tisaoneke tichienda pamberi kana kudzorera moto nemoto
tinotenda zvikuru vachosa regai tisare tiina vandavambi vape shoko ravo rekupedzisera gibs kana uine mubvunzo
mafuchani ndavambi
baba ndavambi hanzi masoko enyu ekupedzisera mafuchani
mina nifuna kuti ndikurume nesi amasouth african vobhuti vosiso mama siyavatanda vonke kune just aproblem enivani varenjeiwe ngoba masi uya naye esouth africa vayasivulela iminyango yavo siyadlala ezindlini zabo endleleni zingalwa mala ntambama siyohlalisana kumele nje silungise iproblem encane leyo kuphela sikwazi ukuhlangana kahle 100% mala
thank you so much baba ndavambi gibs nguva yedu ndoyasvika kumagumo ndofunga tinogona hedu kuti tinge tichivhara chirongwa chedu nekuti unongoziva hanzi hapana extra time pamutambo iwoyu
livestock. That's all right. So we don't have any extra time here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Ndavambi, Mr. Chosa, and Mr. Nkululeko Khumalo Ndlambati, all are based in South Africa. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Juba saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni jonga kande miri, ndichiti mraru zvakanaka vateereri ndichitenda baba Bernard Ndavambi, the United Truck Drivers Association, vakone Chosa, the United Truck Drivers Association, pamwe, nawa Kovalanda Mate, varimu South Africa. Toti vateereri mara zvakanaka.